This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Philip Olson, O-L-S-S-O-N, attorney at law of the Hensley Legal Group at 8350 Sunlight Drive, Suite 300, Fishers, Indiana, 46037. Dear Mr. Olson, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Frida Joseph, please note the following medical letter, period. Frida is F-R-E-D-A, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. On September 24th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 33-year-old female who is involved in a fall injury on or about January 18th, 2021, period. This occurred at Home Goods outside when she was doing an inspection with an employee, period. She fell on some snow outside, period. It's an apparent workman's compensation claim because she was working as a security guard, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she fell on her left hip and landed on her side, period. She had severe pain the next day involving her left knee, comma, left hip, comma, and pain down her left leg to her foot, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain in her left knee, period. New paragraph. The left knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was told that she had a tear of her ACL and her meniscus, period. She had surgery in May of 2022, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It is approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is a sharp type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. The knee clicks at times and occasionally locks, period. This has occurred at least 4 times since her surgery, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen at Concentra Urgent Care. Approximately 3 days later, she had x-rays and was referred to physical therapy, period. She was referred to Dr. Julian, an orthopedic specialist at Concentra in Greenwood Orthopedics, period. She was seen there several times until surgery, period. She had an MRI at another location, period. Dr. Julian reviewed the MRI and was informed her she had 2 tears. She also had physical therapy, period. She had surgery on or about May of 2022 at an outpatient hospital, period. This was followed up with more physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems kneeling, comma, crawling, comma, walking upstairs, comma, exercising such as jogging, comma, squatting, comma, walking over a quarter mile, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, sex, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, splints and sleeves, comma, biofreeze, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals May of 22, surgery over left knee due to this accident, comma, cesarean sections, comma, and gallbladder surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her left knee in the past, period. The patient never had tears in her knees, period. The patient has not had prior fall injuries, period. The patient has not had prior workman's compensation claims, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents, only minor auto accidents, period. She did have an automobile accident in 2013 where she injured and had six dislocated discs in her neck and low back, period. This was treated 3 to 6 months with physical therapy, and she did have persistent pain with permanent injuries to the neck and low back, period. Other than the automobile accident of 2013, she did not have any other serious automobile accidents, period. In February of 2024, she had an automobile accident injuring her cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and hip areas where she did have physical therapy, and it was stopped due to a pregnancy early in 2024. She is still having pain in her hip, neck, mid, and low back, period. In 2011, she had twins and was unconscious due to blood loss and required 2 blood transfusions, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a security guard working full-time. However, she does have knee pain occasionally, period. She missed approximately 18 to 24 months of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, consent for urgent care initial visit, January 20th, 2021. The patient presents today where she fell on her left hip, left knee, period. Date of injury was January 18th, 2021, period. Injured to the left side of her body, outside slipped and fell. On physical examination, they documented the abnormalities, including of the left knee, tenderness diffusely over the anterior knee, comma, in the undersurface of the patella, comma, in the inferior pole of the patella, comma, on the distal patellar tendon, and in the mid portion of the patellar tendon, period. Flexion with pain, period. Radiology results, X-ray interpretation, no significant radiographic findings, period. Assessment includes contusion of the left hip and thigh, as well as contusion of the left knee, period. Plan is X-rays, period. Orthopedic consultation note, March 3rd, 2021, initial visit. 30-year-old female employed as a security guard for AUS, comma, who was outside, comma, slipped on ice, causing her to fall, period. Hit her knee, developed immediate onset of knee pain, period. On physical examination, walks with a mild antalgic gait on the left, period. Left quad atrophy, period, mild effusion, period. Positive Lachman's on the left, period. Lachman's is L-A-C-H-M-A-N. Positive medial McMurray's, period. There's tenderness palpating the medial joint line, as well as medial femoral condyle, period. Diagnostics testing radiographs obtained today, including standing film, show no fracture, comma, dislocation or significant degenerative joint disease, period. The CT scan reveals no fracture, period. An MRI obtained at CDI on February 11th, 2021, reveals displaced bucket handle medial meniscus tear, period. MCL sprain, period. Bone contusions consistent with giveaway episodes from ACL, period. Impression one, left knee medial collateral ligament sprain, period. Two, displaced bucket handle medial meniscus tear. Three, left anterior cruciate ligament tear, period. Plan, I certainly believe the MCL and bucket handle medial meniscus tears are acute, period. She denies prior left knee injuries, period. I believe this work-related incident likely caused an acute aggravation of a chronic, likely high-grade partial ACL tear, period. I discussed the risks of surgery to include to include, and it was discussed, period. She elects for a bone-tendon-bone autogenous ACL reconstruction, comma, medial meniscus repair versus partial meniscectomy, comma, and indicated procedures, period. Concentra note, February 16th, 2021. The patient presents today with recheck of the left knee, period. MRI done left last week. Date of injury, January 18th, 2021, period. Patient returns to the clinic today for recheck of the previously evaluated left knee and neck complaints, period. Left hip symptoms are essentially resolved, period. Assessment, 1, cervical pain, 2, contusion of the left hip and thigh, 3, contusion of the left knee, 4, muscle spasm, 5, tear of the meniscus of the left knee, period. Plan orthopedic specialty referral, transfer care to orthopedics due to meniscus tear, period. Reyes radiology results. February 1st, 2021, CT of the left knee, 1, moderate thickening of the proximal medial collateral ligament with mild bowing, comma, MCL sprain is possible, comma, medial meniscus tearing is a strong concern, period. Consider a knee MRI for soft tissue assessment, period. Number 2, a small knee joint fluid, period. Another Reyes radiology report, February 11th, 2021, MRI of the left knee, 1, displaced bucket handle tear of the medial meniscus. Number 2, the ACL is also abnormal. 3, recent proximal MCL sprain with mild, deep, and anterior surface irregularity or partial tearing, period. 4, subarticular bony contusion of the posterior lateral tibial plateau. 5, a small effusion, period. Greenwood Orthopedic note, July 9th, 2022. This is a 31-year-old female who is following up status post left, BTB, space, ACL reconstruction, and medial meniscectomy, comma, performed on May 11th, 2022, period. She is attending physical therapy 3 times a week at Athletico, period. She reports numbness and tingling in the entire leg, period. Athletico physical therapy initial evaluation, date of service is September 19th, 2021. Assessment, 31-year-old female who presents to physical therapy with signs and symptoms consistent with knee pain, period. Presents with decreased knee range of motion, comma, deficit for knee and hip strength, comma, knee joint mobility and lower extremity flexibility, period. Capitol Street Surgery Center operative report, May 12, 2022, is the date of procedure. Post-op diagnosis is 1, left knee ACL tear, 2, irreparable complex medial meniscus tear, 3, small area of grade 3 chondromalacia, medial aspect, medial tibial plateau, period. Procedure performed is left knee arthroscopic assisted bone tendon bone autograft ACL reconstruction, period. 2, partial medial meniscectomy with resection of approximately 60%, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of all the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of January 18th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, the patient presented with an abnormal gait period. She had a distended abdomen with approximately 34-week pregnancy period. Examination of the skin revealed a 7-centimeter vertical scar of the left anterior knee, as well as several scoping scars of the left knee, all due to surgical repair for the presenting injury period. She had an unrelated scar from cesarean section period. She had an unrelated 5-centimeter scar of the left elbow due to a childhood laceration period. ENT examination was unremarkable with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation period. Extraocular muscles intact period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. Pregnancy discussed earlier in this letter, period. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal right knee. Examination of the left knee was abnormal, period. There was 7% swelling of the left knee, period. There was crepitance with range of motion of the left knee and clicking, period. There's heat and tenderness on palpation of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees and external rotation by 8 degrees, period. Neurological examination was unremarkable with normal reflexes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, contusion, comma, effusion, comma, tear of the left anterior cruciate ligament, comma, displaced medial meniscus tear, comma, and sprain of the medial collateral ligament, period. This resulted in surgery on May 12, 2022 of reconstruction of the left knee and meniscectomy, period. Number 2, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusions resolved. Number 3, left leg trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolved, period. Next number, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the fall injury and workman's compensation injury of January 18th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-3, in reference to the left knee, the patient qualifies for a 12% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this 12% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally the fall injury of January 18th, 2021, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in her left knee region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was told by her doctors that eventually, because they could only save part of the meniscus, and they shaved it, that as she ages, she will need more definitive surgery in her left knee, period. I certainly agree with that, period. Ongoing over-the-counter and anti-inflammatory medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A knee brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some additional knee injections will cost $1,800, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.